We're told Thomas Jefferson declared that music is the favorite passion of my soul, and fortune has cast my lot in a country where it is in a state of deplorable barbarism. To improve the state of music in America, Jefferson encouraged its practice, and music played an important role in the life of his family through the generations. Thomas Jefferson played violin and less frequently cello throughout his life. He claimed that as a youth, he practiced 3 hours a day, and he played well enough to participate in weekly concerts at the Governor's Palace while a student in Williamsburg. Jefferson purchased several violins, including a portable one he took on his travels. Jefferson shared a love of music with his wife, Martha Wales Skelton, for whom he purchased a pianoforte during their engagement. In his 1858 biography of Jefferson, Henry S. Randall reported the family story of how music sealed the courtship of Martha and Thomas. Two of Mr. Jefferson's rivals happened to meet on the Skelton family's doorstone. They were shown into a room from which they heard Martha's harpsichord and voice, accompanied by Mr. Jefferson's violin and voice, in the passages of a touching song. They listened for a stanza or two. Whether something in the words or in the tones of the singers appeared suggestive to them, tradition does not say, but it does aver that the rivals took their hats and retired to return no more on the same errand. A story about the role Thomas Jefferson's love of music played in the expression of the love between Jefferson and Martha Wales Skelton from the Monticello Foundation, monticello.org. Thomas Jefferson came calling to the Skelton household in the days of yore, and he will be calling on all of us these many years later as the Lackawanna Historical Society in Scranton and the Storbridge Lion in Honesdale welcome Tom Pitts as Thomas Jefferson this Sunday, February 17th. We had a chance to speak by phone with Marianne Moran-Savakinas, Executive Director of the Lackawanna Historical Society, about the event and the society itself.
The Lackawanna Historical Society was founded in 1886, so we are one of the oldest cultural organizations in Lackawanna County. So we try to offer our community a broad history of all things Lackawanna and really northeastern Pennsylvania. So this particular program, being Revolutionary War themed with President Jefferson, is a little outside the scope of what we normally talk about in Lackawanna County, but we certainly have roots that go back that far, and it's nice to acknowledge those from time to time.
And we remember Teddy Roosevelt. You had Teddy Roosevelt not too long ago. And that must have been a wonderfully popular program because we talked to him and he seemed like such an engaging historical figure.
He was phenomenal. Teddy Roosevelt was one of our favorite personalities that we've hosted through the years. And we actually came across Teddy the last time Thomas Jefferson visited us. He was here in 2017, Tom Pitts portraying Thomas Jefferson. And at that time, we looked at his website and there was a picture of him and three others in front of Mount Rushmore, one of them being Gibb. Gibb portrayed Teddy Roosevelt. So that's how we found Teddy, was through Thomas Jefferson. And we do like to use living history every chance we get because it's so much more engaging when people can put themselves right into that period of time with a person portraying these characters.
How do you present this particular type of program then?
It's a little different every time we do it, depending on the person that we're working with. Tom Pitts likes to be informal and have a lot of opportunity for kind of one-on-one conversation. He doesn't memorize any lines of Thomas Jefferson. He really just tries to personify the character of Thomas Jefferson and then bring in his words into conversation. So he has used a lot of his letters in his research to really create the person, or recreate the person, I should say. This event will happen on Sunday, February 17th, and we've combined it with our friends up in Honesdale at the Sturbridge Lion, which doesn't make a lot of sense when you're talking about Thomas Jefferson, but he's already kind of playing that role as someone who's going to see something from the future. He said in an email to our friends in Hinesdale, I look forward to seeing the contraption that I've heard about happening in Britain, but I've never experienced before. So they have a lot of fun with it, no matter who it is, but they find a way to bring that past into the future in a very unique way.
Do you have a special interest in Jefferson?
Oh, I mean, he is, when you talk about our founding fathers, he's one of the most important founding people because he did so much to create the country and to bring it about. And then, of course, all of these gentlemen that we have had visit us from the past portray this kind of intellectual character that I'm fascinated with because they're so well-rounded. They're not just doing one thing. They have several interests. And you look at Monticello and everything that Thomas Jefferson did there as far as establishing the gardens and looking at the art and the music, and it all kind of comes together through this one person's interest. And if we can instill that in the individuals who visit with him, then I think it's good for everyone. It's a great benefit to look at kind of the whole of the community and combine these arts into our various interests.
Given the description of the way your Thomas Jefferson will be doing this program, we don't get a sense of the mythical figure on Mount Rushmore in terms of someone who doesn't have flesh and blood and warts and so forth.
Yeah, yes, of course. He selected the topic taverns and revolution. So I think he wants it to be an informal kind of one-on-one situation where people can get up close and personal. When he visited us in 2017, he was visiting us in his mind in 1817, when he had already lived through the founding of the country and the writing of the Declaration, and then his presidency had been over by that time. He was probably in his 70s by that time when he was portraying Thomas Jefferson. So you're looking at a wise and statesman who's sharing his life with us through this character.
And it's not just appropriate because it happens to be the celebration of President's Day weekend. It's also appropriate because in our 2019 world, we are talking about the presidency, and we often see presidential historians on television reliving days of Jefferson or Jackson or Eisenhower, some of the presidents we know and we don't know so well. And of course, Hamilton made such a remarkable splash on Broadway that people seem intrigued by these figures who have inhabited that office.
I think people are often intrigued by the past and sometimes inspired by the past. We hope that they can go back and look to the respect that was held for these offices and think about how it happened and how it brought in the revolution and what's going on in the world today and how they can use those examples to move forward in a positive way. I think it's interesting in Mr. Pitts's interest in coming back to Scranton. When he came in 2017, he had already scheduled a presentation at a school in Wellsboro and was just trying to fill up his travels through Pennsylvania. So he had, you know, on a basically a cold call said, would you be interested in a visit with Thomas Jefferson? Who would say no to that? But then he asked if he could return because he was impressed with Scranton and the Historical Society, which is great for us. And I said, perhaps we could put you in the Tripp House because that would be time appropriate. I don't know that he realized that we do have some history that goes back into the late 1700s. And, of course, the Tripp family were involved in the Revolution. So, again, it will be set in an informal location and venue, but at the same time, we'll be telling part of Scranton's history through not just the venue, but the presentation that will be given.
And a few more of the particulars, Marianne, how it will unfold once we get there.
Thomas Jefferson will be in town for the day on Sunday, February 17th. He'll be in Hinesdale for the 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock Sturbridge Line excursions. And if someone wanted to find out more about that, they could call the Sturbridge Line at 570-470-2697. In the evening at 7, he will be at the Tripp House for this informal meet and greet wine and cheese reception. We anticipate at least 50 people there. Reservations should be made. It's free, but they should call the Historical Society at 570-344-3841 to reserve their spot. And I should say that this program is being presented in partnership not just with the Sturbridge Line, but with the Daughters of the American Revolution Scranton chapter, and the Tripp House Preservation Society with support from our friends at Toyota of Scranton, which is why it's free. We just keep going. We had a great time in the fall. We were so happy to have Adler Site Fields come to Scranton. And we've got some big surprises, not just for the spring, but into the summer. Got a lot coming up.
Marianne Moran Savakinas, Executive Director of the Lackawanna Historical Society, inviting us to join, to meet, to converse with Thomas Jefferson this Sunday, February 17th. There will be opportunities in Honesdale and also in Scranton. He will be taking the 1 and 3 o'clock excursions of the Sturbridge Line, and that's in Honesdale. And for more information on the line, it's thestorebridgeline.net. Not lion like the train, but L-I-N-E. So Storbridge, Storbridge.net. And that's at 1 and 3 this Sunday afternoon. You can travel on a train with Thomas Jefferson. And then that evening at 7, it's Thomas Jefferson, a.k.a. Tom Pitts, at the historic Tripp House in Scranton, and that is at 7 o'clock. It's a wine and cheese reception, and you can find all the details for that. It is free, but you do need reservations, and it's Lackawanna History, LackawannaHistory.org, LackawannaHistory.org, and or area code 570-344-3841. 344-3841. That's a visit with Thomas Jefferson at the Tripp House at 7 this Sunday evening for a wine and cheese reception. And it's free, but reservations are required. And that's LackawannaHistory.org, LackawannaHistory.org. And earlier in the day, he will be traveling on a train in Honesdale. And for more information about the 1 and 3 o'clock excursions, that's the Storbridge Line, LINE.net.